Hello, everybody, said Sock. We wanted to share with you our very intoxicated revelry as a Happy New Year's, and I couldn't find a really suitable or appropriate cold open, so instead you get me talking through a bad microphone. So, Happy New Year, Happy 2018, and enjoy.
Come on,
babe.
You're not fucking robot. Get the
Come
fuck
on,
out of here.
Meow, meow.
Hey!
Get
this is my house while the party's here.
I don't think that's true.
That's not how this works. That's not how this works. Fortunately, Kyle's loud, so that's fine.
Like, you're right here, right? Because
the
guy's straight on that shirt.
Right. Hey, everybody.
Do this.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
We've been recording for a little while. Precisely when I turned the thing on, who knows? Future Kendrick is the one editing this.
Hold on. There's an epic feat of skill about to take place.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, God. And that's how we broke an IKEA bed.
No. That came from American Furniture Warehouse.
That's American. Yay. All right. So,
tigers and shit.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
New Year.
Because
Happy
this is going to air. This is going to air. The Friday
Three
after
months
years.
From now.
No. We're bumping the line.
This is one of those bumped ones.
We've bumped it. Double up.
Hey, everybody, give me a cheers.
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 Praise the sun.
You shan't. You can't cheers with water.
Fuck you.
That's
all
like
so,
five different countries.
So, for the record here, we've got Megan and Kevin Sears.
Hello.
Joseph.
Kevin will not be participating at all. He's very quiet.
He'll be present. Joseph Amadeus Quick.
Everybody remembers
yes.
Joe Quick. He was the guy who sat in the back seat and was wrong a lot.
Kate over in the corner, who has picked literally the farthest distance from the microphone.
So her voice impressive. Will be very similar to Kevin's.
Kyle Parthenon Hagen.
Parthenon? Hot diggity.
Amy
Shalandra
Reeves.
Oh, shit, I didn't listen to that one yet.
Still haven't.
Really?
I don't listen to... Guys, just for the 700th time, I don't listen to our podcast.
We're not done yet. Just Gary.
But you weren't even in
just
it.
Just me.
Because he's just
Why don't you
Gary. And Kendrick the asshole. Who, point of order. Point of order. We were playing this game. What was the game we were actually playing? Was it called Say Anything? And Kendrick
you
was
guys
probably
like
the...
that game, Say Anything?
Kendrick was the most common answer. It came up in at least half
like,
of them.
Who would die of the gunshot to the head?
Kendrick.
Who would most likely hide in your closet while you're sleeping?
Kendrick. Who's the person you're least likely to put your mouth on, Kendrick?
Who stole your TV last week?
It would be like soul crushing, except it was too funny.
So you guys like Say Anything, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool
good.
Game.
Mm-hmm. So
it was a good one.
Good time. We'll probably never play it again.
Yeah, I burned it for unrelated
reasons. We learned too much. We have our top men on it.
Top men. Top.
Indiana Jones reference. That's something
men.
We don't do out anymore. Is call out to what references we do.
Dude,
we
stopped that. Done that like
90 episodes ago.
In.
How many of the episodes have you listened to, Joe?
Actually, quite a few.
Whoa! I'm the asshole here.
Yeah,
Joe
yeah.
is our number two fan.
You fucking haven't listened to
I'm
shit.
I'm the number
I heard one.
One or two.
I heard a thing.
For Kevin
so,
has heard every
oh, no,
episode.
Oh, no, wait, that was just a different podcast.
Kevin
yes.
has actually listened to every episode.
Kevin's
I technically have listened
Kevin.
To all of them because I edited them,
Kevin
but due to the miracle of alcohol poisoning, I don't remember
you
most of them.
You said hi to you.
Oh, yeah, we missed Gary.
I told
Gary.
Just
yeah.
Gary.
Oh,
just Gary.
That's why
not
I get
Sharon.
It because his name's not Justin, asshole.
It's just Gary. So, I did not have a plan. I just
We're
going to
talk about everybody's favorite thing.
Everybody's favorite thing
yeah,
of
we'll
the year
Megan,
or
Megan,
in general?
What's your favorite thing?
What's your favorite
no,
thing at all?
I think you should start with me.
All right,
Gary,
we're going
to start with you
because
you're to the left. You were introduced first.
That's
you're most important.
We're going to go in the opposite direction. Gary,
oh, my God, you're pandering.
Don't go in the opposite direction.
Okay.
My favorite.
Joe,
okay.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite fucking thing?
Why did we skip Kevin? Kevin, what's your favorite thing?
Let's
no, wait. Kate seems like she's ready. Kate, what's your favorite thing? Gary,
are we talking about
what would you say your favorite
you
thing is?
Bring dogs and broomsticks. And
probably being
and
alive.
Yeah. Okay, so Gary's
baseline.
And now I'm going to translate
That's
it to something completely different. So, Arian's thankful for being alive.
To be fair, when you are facing death, that's definitely the thing you look at. So,
yeah.
When you're facing death, you read Megan's shirt.
I thought it said
Baja hamburgers.
Oh, I have a machine gun now. Ho, ho, ho. In which case, it's a much better sweater.
I have that one.
That's a good sweater.
How am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I tell you, I ask all the time why you love me.
Now that we've said what's your favorite reasons. Thing, and that was a thing that apparently we planned ahead because,
all right, so Garion's thankful
with being alive.
What's your favorite thing? Oh, that's what you're thankful for. Good. This is what we're doing now.
Great,
this is the bit.
My favorite thing,
just say is, alcohol. Everybody knows you're going to say it.
Is it more money? I mean, I like money. That's the second.
I don't like money.
Living money. Pizza.
I'd probably have to say that my favorite thing is right now is probably still HEMA.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah. Like just right now.
If you haven't heard that podcast,
because if I
to
didn't
it.
Say
if
I didn't say that, it would probably be Kate, and that's just too much.
Gay,
right?
Gay.
So because I'm not saying that. So I would say
you don't
want to
objectify
women. Right now, my favorite thing.
See, that's
I spent,
not fair. You've taken that option out for all of us.
No. He didn't pick it. He said HEMA. He fucked up.
I spent 4 hours in the park yesterday in the afternoon where it was 15 degrees practicing this stuff with some nerds. We were throwing steel. It was a good time. We were cutting things. It was a great time. And I was sitting there like, this is literally the one thing in my life that's probably more important to me than anything else. If I had to get rid of anything else, this would be the one thing that would probably stick.
God damn, dude. We went deep for a second.
If I had to shoot myself in the face, I would write the HEMA people a letter.
Does Mark... Want to come in here?
We're now on Megan again, because you win.
Everything seems like a turning.
What's your favorite thing, Megan?
I'm gonna objectify everything. Favorite things are my family and my friends.
Gay. No, that's a good one. I think we've gone through the top three, which is booze.
Wait. Time out. Wait. When you said booze, do you mean booze or boo?
I mean ghosts.
Do you mean boobs?
No. I mean when you have your boobs
high up on the list.
I'm just saying.
Boobs are great.
No, I'm not talking about boobs.
Or are we talking about your boobs?
Boobs or booze?
Booglas?
I'm talking about booze.
Was it about booglas?
Being spooked.
Is it booglas?
You don't been spooked.
Really
was that boo?
You're giving me a fright.
You're doing me a fright.
You're doing me a fright. All right, so we got family and friends.
Kevin,
Have you all seen
did we buy enough time
though?
Now for you to talk?
Dog rates. Their Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we rate dogs.
Yes!
What? Yeah, that is pretty good.
Send Kendrick and Lincoln to put it in.
Yeah, I will. Dog rates. I know that one. I'll find it. Future Kendrick will find it on Tuesday.
So just
I'll recap for a seventh time. We got life. We got HEMA.
Yeah.
And we have friends and family. Gay. And so, Kevin?
You
can't
fail.
Say the same. This is one of those games where you can't say the same thing someone else said.
Nobody else likes to party. I like to party.
No, that's what I said. I told you
about
it yourself.
You're allowed to that's fine.
Excuse
Kevin likes to party.
Sir.
Fucking liar.
You're allowed to party.
That's bullshit. I'm the one who likes
you'll have to figure that out when it's your turn.
So, we have life, HEMA. Friends and family and partying.
Video
you fucked
games.
Up.
Video
you
game,
fucked
video
it
game.
Up.
No,
you said party.
No, you didn't. You did wonderful. Don't let him.
Okay, wait.
What?
Maybe
you
meant.
Also,
fucking
asshole. Well,
guys. Bring it down.
I'm
down.
Sorry.
Mark decided to join
Mark
us.
Mark Small.
I didn't realize I was jumping in the line, though.
Mark, our seventh best fan.
What do you think entering the room was going to do? You're
just
going to sit here and fucking listen?
What is your favorite thing?
If you don't want to be here, leave.
What is your favorite thing, Mark?
That hasn't been said already?
Yeah, just say something.
We will let you know if it's been said.
What's your favorite thing right now?
Just search your feelings. You know what to be true.
But I got really depressed again this year, which is why I probably didn't see any of you guys, and then that's starting to go away. So I like being able to be happy.
There's a lot to be said.
Super important.
But no, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, we've all hit points. In our lives, depression is hard, dude. Let's be real.
I've been there.
There was definitely a time in 3 or 4 years ago when I was in the same boat where I'm like, I'm not gonna talk to people, and it was 3 months to go by, and you're like, I haven't seen anyone. Who are you people? And then all of a sudden you go hang out with people, like, Oh yeah, you fuckers are nice. That's nice. I remember that. That's good.
But then like depressed brain is like, go on Facebook and see what they're up to. And I'm like, oh fuck, their lives look like they're going.
Yeah,
great.
you should be envious of them. Mexico. Yeah, and you should be envious of them.
I bet
yeah.
that was great.
Man, they're doing great things. Fuck you and everything about you.
I have a friend now
who is in Spain, and I'm envious of her being there. And it's like, and I have some friends in I have some friends who are also in France, and I'm looking at them like, I'm sitting here, just hating my job.
Just
so
okay.
No,
nobody cares about your job. You
nobody cares about my job. Joe,
right. Life,
Joseph, Judas, quick.
Friends and family,
Judas
already
partying.
What the
partying,
shit, man?
And not being depressed. Got it.
Praise the sun?
Jesus.
Joe.
Praise the sun.
My heart hurts now.
You don't have a
that's
heart.
That's unrelated reasons, though.
And that's
heart.
That's the hot sodium right there.
Here, I'll help.
Oh, shit. fuck, that's a good one, man.
Yeah, follow that, asshole.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. How about you go kill yourself in your own bedroom?
Followed life with fucking HEMA, so you really don't have
much
to lose.
Yeah, I just crashed that into the ground. That's you.
Every time we get a serious answer, some fucktard puts a fucking...
Not to ride on Kevin's coattails.
But to be a fucktard.
But to be a piece of shit.
Okay.
He did say video
games. No, but he hasn't. He said partying first, and that's his deal.
I like to party.
I'll kind of toss my dice into that. In that I
gross.
Like video
he's not
games,
throwing dice, just to be clear.
Gross.
I made the gesture as if I was.
But he's
gross.
Dice.
He's jerking it.
This is an audio medium.
To be clear,
I am
jerking it.
I'm in a constant state of jerking.
Teacher Kendrick had dice effects.
Mentally, in my heart. That's my secret. I'm always jerking it.
Avengers.
You already said that. I didn't say anything.
Shit, I can't do
it's
it.
A different
front.
Game. He can say it again.
Right
but yeah,
no. No, this is what it really sounds like.
Not really.
Hurt. It probably wouldn't even sound right if you had the real sound.
You gotta relax your face. You can't be smiling when you do it.
So anyway, Joe.
You know, teacher Kendrick, don't add sound effects for dice rolling.
No.
We already have masturbation sound effects.
No masturbating sound effects. All right,
so
you added.
This is video games? Video
games? Yeah, mainly because, like, there are times like my schedule kind of gets all fucked up. I've worked a lot on like trying to like not double book myself, making sure I'm like making myself available for a lot of my friends and family and everything. So being able to kind of like come home at the end of the day, thank you, Megan. Being able to come home at the end of the day, jump on to any of my games, just be like, hey guys, like let's all hang out online and like see people and hang out with people that I'm not really able to physically. Is a wonderful sense of being able to like be with my friends.
But video games are like a big part of your life.
So the social, the social part of video games.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a good point. So it's not just video games. It's
yeah.
it's that part of video games that frees you from your real life.
So in other words, you're just veiling your love of friends and family in video games.
Goddamn right,
you piece of
happy fucking Megan thing.
I'm an unoriginal piece of shit.
That's all I'm saying.
So we got life. HEMA, friends and family, partying, happiness, video games. Fuck, that means I'm going to have to bring it down.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kate,
no,
you'll have to speak
I'm gonna,
up.
I'm going to bring it down.
You can't bring
anyway.
It down.
Speak up. You
got to
speak
can.
Up.
I'm pretty sure I can, though. Because I'm going to pick books.
I love cheese.
Because I'm going to. It's like a huge part of my
God
life. I've
right.
based my career off of it. And... I have two friends that will do a fucking book party with me.
Point,
right.
But point of order.
Wait, is that
point of order. No, point of order here. Among the people here, among the people here, who is not a fan of books? Who is not a fan of
books?
Hold on a second. Amy's talking.
I didn't see it. No. It's my turn to break this.
All I'm saying was, who is not a fan of books? I think we're all
like
fans
audiobooks.
Of books in different ways.
Let the record show that no one raised their hand.
Yeah, but let the
you can't bring
let
that
the record show
thing.
That no one raised their
that's
hand.
That's inadmissible as court evidence.
Kendrick, add an audio effect. Future Kendrick, add an audio effect of people raising hands. Use that sound bite as
that
the raising
none
hands.
Of them.
I'm just saying. I'm saying people like books. That one's going in the soundbite ward, and I don't know what I'm going to call
it. Sounds good. Hey, let me do it close.
Yeah,
just J.I.
Oh, God.
Look at the levels.
So how is your cheek so flexible?
It's so
not. My cheek really hurts right now.
I'm glad that Kyle is going to suffer for his art. That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm, even if it sounds like raw ass, it's going to the soundboard for you,
it picked the mic out, too.
Oh, it definitely did.
Yeah,
that's
going to
sound like, that's going to sound like ass.
Look at those levels. All right, I'm thankful for all the people who participate in all of the things I love, meaning, like, the people who write for my blog, the people who participate in this podcast, the people who begrudgingly play games with me even though I force them to. So I'm thankful for all this stuff. Like, all the people who put up with my bullshit is what I'm thankful for. So
Kyle, sweet. Your love of games has shaped a large part of my marriage.
Good. I love shaping marriages.
Like, wait, Sunday morning, as you make brunch, make fancy balls. Coffee, and then
well, I mean,
that's true. Kyle, I am an event whore.
Kyle, this is like episode 107 of a podcast that you and I have created from nothing.
Content, yo.
Normally, it's
and,
hard.
And
get away from that.
I couldn't be happier to be a part of it. Really.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at right now how to move it to Amazon.
You mentioned that.
From GoDaddy, so
it was only because I physically
Joel
moved
Black
that I wasn't
Black.
More
yeah, I never saw that, and I asked you what it was, and you ignored me.
No, I didn't.
You said, hey, Kyle, go fuck yourself.
We talked about this.
All right.
We talked about phoning in. We have technology issues, mostly.
We have life.
We have to
record. We have HEMA. We have friends and family. We have partying. We do lots of parties, so it's actually like a lot better than what you think.
I know it's
like,
not like partying where you get drunk and pass out.
It's
together. It's actually us doing.
We have
this.
Happiness.
Really?
We have video games.
Right,
we have books. Yeah. We have whatever the fuck I said.
You didn't say anything yet.
I did say something. I said I'm thankful for all the people that participate in all.
Basically,
this
basically
we all
no.
Who put up with my bullshit?
What we said is validation for Kyle.
Didn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Wait, no.
I said
validation,
bullshit, right?
Yeah, validation for Kyle is what it was.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thankful for all the people who validate me.
Yes, thank you.
Which is my favorite thing.
And now Amy's going to bring it on home and land it with literally the best one we've heard.
This one is
going to
be so good.
This is the one that will rock your socks.
Are y'all ready for a downfall?
But no pressure.
Is the internet.
Okay, fine.
Oh, it's my favorite fucking thing.
So notice she didn't say me.
Well, that's you are on the internet.
I am the internet.
You are the internet. And you're my Boogaloo, and you're on, and we can talk to each other through the internet.
We can,
so,
we do frequently.
And I can find out any fucking thing. Like, I just found QI on Twitter, and they're a delight.
That's
they'll
fantastic.
Tell me a fun fucking fact every single day.
You could also find anything fucking.
Yeah,
including Hercules. Hercules and Harry Potter.
Find it on the internet.
What is the metric?
I can find Harry Potter. Fucking, I can find
that.
Doki Doki Literature Club.
I mean,
anything I want.
Praise the sun!
Duck
Praise
season?
The
have you seen the duck season
I,
w- stuff?
I played it, dude.
Duck season. Cool.
I played it in VR, and I had to stop.
All of
it
is on the internet, and it comes to me when I search it, and then I say, hot damn.
She's
and
a god,
watch
basically.
It.
All right, so mm-hmm. I'd like to point this out here. Almost all of us were able to not pull the bullshit ripcord of appealing to another person in the room. Like, my favorite thing is cake.
You fucking did that!
I said it, and I threw it away.
So he threw you away.
Because I said, if I said that, that'd be bullshit.
Yeah.
Except for Megan,
what?
Who did went with her family after all.
Well,
yeah, so Megan fucked all this up.
Just saying.
But you guys are my family. So,
but you
oh,
like,
nice
oh,
dodge. Yeah, nice dodge. Now I'm the asshole. That's
the thing is,
that's
you
true.
Are a fucking
Let's be real.
Shit.
You
You're
have a wonderful
I've always
family.
Been the asshole.
I
but
and
you
so
are what
that's
you eat,
good
you
to be thankful
Don't
do
that
to the
direction
well,
you want
to be. Yeah, but
everyone really
yeah.
But
he did it nonetheless.
Looks like your Saturdays. Explain. I'm gonna stop.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
You're not rolling around enough.
What's that?
I tried and I got stuck on
my back. I saw it. I walked over you.
It was great.
I tried to kick you downstairs.
You didn't succeed.
I know. I have weak feet.
All right, so guys, Happy New Year's.
What's the
we're at like 18 minutes.
Oh man, we have
like
5 more minutes to go.
Yeah,
we gotta
like,
get at least to 20.
Kicker. It's 9:49.
Okay. We're not gonna celebrate New Year's on the podcast. That's
bleep
fine.
That
I'm
just saying.
Bleep
that.
Bleep what?
The.
Wait, really
he's
quick.
Not gonna bleep
future
shit.
Kendrick,
out.
Yeah. Future Kendrick.
Don't
date me.
Future Kendrick will bleep whatever the fuck.
It's 11:59. We're so close, y'all.
That's it.
So it's 11:59.
Yep.
I'm
it's
so close.
9:59.
Oh shit.
No. This was never meant to be the countdown to New Year's. This was our drunken New Year's.
Our listeners. You tricksy minx.
So is there anything that we're excited excited about for 2018?
Fucking not 2017. Jesus.
No, no, wait,
thank
wait,
you,
why?
Christ
why?
Almighty.
We don't have Pauly Shore as president.
Time and a half.
Hey, Pauly
Shore as president.
No.
You want to make some policy?
No, I mean, say what you will about anything. Of all of the political candidates that were available for the last 5 elections, I would literally pick any one of them, including Gary Johnson,
Jill Stein,
any of them over Pauly Shore. Because could you imagine that? Hey, Cam, do you want to stop making those nukes, buddy?
Okay.
And I would be like, I'm moving to Canada. I'm legit moving to Canada.
We can't talk about this on the podcast. We've never been a politic podcast.
You've always been.
Sorry, you're mistaken.
We've never not been a politic.
Well,
have we talked about politics?
A lot.
Yes.
No.
I think you all talk about
I don't listen to these podcasts.
I think we should do like
a
stream
of
consciousness for Kendrick and I, except for
Kendrick,
because he listens to them all.
You guys mention a political thing, and then you like explain a tangent of it,
and then
you
immediately
never circle
launch.
Back. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, circling
launch,
back is for losers. Losers who like circles.
Yeah, we launch off, and you're like, James K. Polk was a very underrated president, and then you immediately launch on something else.
Who's that guy?
Exactly.
He was a U.S. president.
He was a U.S. president.
Look, I know that. It was
our 11th president.
Sorry.
Any Damon B. Giants fans are singing along right now. Everybody else doesn't give a fuck.
What happened, Joe? Why are
you
laughing so much?
You broke
Joe. We broke Joe. God, I need to get a picture of Joe for the blog. Hang on. Joe, keep being broken. Keep being broken. Keep being broken.
You did.
Oh,
Joe,
God, that's my selfie. That's no good.
Never fix your heart, Joe. Let it break.
You broke him good.
Don't put
gold in.
That picture's going on there.
All right,
because you have Joe and you have Mark's crotch.
I do. I have Joe and Mark's crotch. That's going on the pop. That's going
fucking
on the.
Fucking do it, man.
Doing
is that it.
Awesome.
Is that what he's laughing at?
Yeah, no, he
no,
lost it.
Fucking like James B. Bulk. Who was he?
All right, wait. I have a new favorites thing.
Yeah.
Everybody go around and talk about their favorite drink to lighten the, like, we're going to take
it down.
It's going to be less
drink?
Serious. Okay.
Don't start with me.
No, you're not
going to
start
with
me.
So, my favorite.
It doesn't have to be, but preferably.
My favorite drink that I had recently, I can't remember the name, but
describe
it was...
It. We'll find the name.
It was...
A hot tea twister.
Yes.
A nipple clamp.
Fuck off.
A toe squeezer.
A slippery
it
nipple.
It was rum.
A suck nut.
With absinthe, bitters, and sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. So that's
and
like
it was
a,
one where you wouldn't
like
drink it fast.
Rum fashioned.
But it was very warming.
Rum fashioned.
Yeah, absinthe
not
will do that
as
to you.
Abrasive that you would like as you think.
No, that'd be
the
good.
Thing,
that could
I,
be really
the
good.
The thing I get caught up in absinthe about is the anise taste.
Right.
If you don't like anise,
and
it's
I
rum.
Don't usually
anise,
like
yeah.
it, but the mix with the rum and the sugar was just perfect.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell you to like. Cocaine burn,
so the,
or like
no,
heroin
no, no, no,
burn
no, no,
the sugar
no, no, no,
before
no, no.
you.
The correct
really
way, the correct way to pour absinthe is where you pour a measure of absinthe into a special glass.
Okay.
You take a special spoon with slots in it.
Pipe.
You put it on the top of the glass. With a sugar cube on top of it, and you pour water onto the sugar cube, which dissolves it into your drink, which causes a reaction with the absinthe, which makes it go a milky green color.
Okay, now Wikipedia, let's move on.
Now I
look,
just
look,
sleep
you want them about booze.
I don't.
You go
don't
to the drunken
any
asshole.
In this at all.
Okay?
Can you do that one
right,
for the soundboard?
Kevin.
Wait,
silence.
Oh, that felt good.
Wait,
there's a lot of soundboard
you
material.
The door stop.
Praise the sun. Wait. Let's get a clean one. Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
There's not enough rolling.
You want some?
Kevin.
We're all
drinking.
No,
I don't
drink.
Like the fire closet.
Is it this?
This is
dude,
I'm sorry. This is the end.
My parents drink Fireball like it's fucking water.
I know. Your dad came up with like Fireball out of nowhere.
Yeah. That was
delicious.
You're fucking alcoholic.
He's like,
what's
so
scary?
No.
They're like, absolutely. Yes, I do.
Yes, but no.
Kevin, what's your favorite drink, Boo?
Steel Reserve?
What's your favorite drink, Boo?
Well, probably at one point in time, but now.
Boo, not Boo.
It's probably a Dirty Martini.
Sure. Dirty Martini?
Gin?
I like.
Which gin?
Kevin is a good Boo.
A dirty gin.
No, Boo. He's my Boo.
Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah, it's usually Bombay Sapphire.
That's a good
part.
That's a good clean.
I'm really not picky.
Try Hendrix next
time. Bombay Sapphire Gin? We have it downstairs.
We can make you a Dirty Martini.
I brought it. Let's go
make
a Dirty Martini.
Do you have olives?
You dirty motherfucker.
We can't make you. I can make you a dirty martini, but you don't want it.
Mark, well, you know what tastes a lot like olives? My penis.
This dirty martini tastes a lot like ball sack.
Kind of salty.
We have whatever the fuck you said with like no with rum. It's rum and absinthe and sugar, right?
It sounds really good, but you got to have a better name because it sounds like an old fashioned, but with rum instead of whiskey and also absinthe.
Let's call it a Deva. It's a Deva.
I was so fucking drunk when I drank it. I cannot remember my name. So.
It's a house drink.
Okay. Yeah. Paul. And then yours is
Dirty Martini.
Dirty Martini. Gin.
Is it a boozy drink or
it's
drinking?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. But all good drinks are boozy.
Well, shit. I just got a fancy coffee machine.
That's fine. Go for it. What is it?
It's an AeroPress.
And oh, AeroPress.
One cup of coffee, like absolutely perfectly in like 3 minutes. Mm. And the 2.5 of those are heating up the water. And then you get this perfect cup of coffee and everything's good. And you can put booze in it. But as far as booze goes, Sarah invented or found one on the internet, a drink where you crush up cinnamon and sugar and you rim the glass with it, and then you just put a
rim.
Shaker. Yeah, rimming, right? It's delicious.
No! This is my podcast!
Let Mark finish.
Anyway, and then you pour equal parts rum chata and salted caramel vodka in a shaker with ice, and you pour it over, and it's just delicious.
That sounds really good.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Act, Megan. Salted caramel vodka, rum chata, and I think... Sometimes you can substitute in some apple vodka in there too, and you get like
yes.
a nice
Ooh.
Fruity flavor in there
yes.
too.
You said
for the record, because apples are fruit. Just
for the record, AeroPress
okay,
coffee, myself. Gold.
It is solid. They're like $25 at Target right now.
It's just work. It's just work. Joseph,
I missed a lot of that.
Due to diet,
I haven't been paying attention to literally anything that's happened this
coffee
whole time.
Coffee is good.
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
Joseph, Elizabeth, quick.
Just wait. We review.
We're not putting
Elizabeth. We got the Dave. We got Dirty Martini. We got Arrow Coffee.
I missed a lot of that.
Joseph,
this
Hitler,
to
quick.
To the podcast.
I had to tell
Joseph,
them that.
Joseph,
Machiavelli,
that
Hitler, Stalin, quick.
Joseph, Stalin, puncher, quick.
Joseph, Lannister, quick.
I'll take it.
How are you doing?
So, Stalin Puncher is a good middle name, though, for the record.
Funny.
For the record,
Stalin Puncher
is the best.
Yes!
Joseph, Stalin Puncher, quick.
Stalin Puncher?
Stalin Puncher.
That's not in quotes.
But that rhymes with Lannister, and I think
it's
funny.
Just
it's
a fact.
Oh, you're from the long line of Stalin Puncher. Yeah, my uncle was
We've been
a
doing
Stalin
it since
puncher.
We were little.
We've been punching Stalin since the 1920s.
Yeah, I think he's dead. Yeah, we go to his grave and dig up his corpse and punch him.
We exhume and just punch
him. It takes
on.
Days, but it's great.
We punch him right in his Stalin.
Right in his skull.
My favorite drink is a Jim Morrison. And I would love to be able
Good.
To go into a bar.
Can you
a
talk?
Bar,
what is a Jim Morrison? What is a Jim Morrison?
And not
whiskey
someone
and root beer.
Looked fucking confused when I did.
It's whiskey and root beer.
So
that's all
I
it
just,
is.
I just lived Joe's horror because I had no idea the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's called a whiskey root beer if you're not
You mean like a Shirley
enough.
Temple with vodka?
If you're not pretentious enough to order Jim Morrison, it's called a whiskey root beer. Kate. Mulled wine. As she's literally drinking it now.
That is what your mug
The
is
thing
doing.
In my fucking hand.
You are the happiest person in
this
world by default.
So, I've been on this kick. So, I met some people. It's going to be a story, so you better fucking be ready to
oh
listen.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So, I went down to Amy's sister's wedding and I met her uncle. And her uncle is like a wine drinker. And I was like, look, I'm going to spend the next X months getting into drinking wine. And then I got stuck on, like, white wines and Chardonnay. Because I've just been drinking different kinds of Chardonnay trying to decide the difference between Chardonnay. So Chardonnay's mine.
Okay. Sorry. We get interrupted.
No, everyone else in the podcast fucking knows what I said. Why don't you go back and edit it?
I'm not editing shit. I'm just going to say, Chelsea and Tyler decided to join us.
Hi, I just showed up.
Christ punches.
Hi, Joel. All right,
we got three more. We got three more, then we can start another
okay,
circle.
So we'll finish with Kyle's favorite drink, and then we'll let the two assholes who showed up late.
So my favorite drink is Chardonnay right now.
Chardonnay. Kyle's favorite drink is Chardonnay.
That's pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
Now,
why is it nerdy?
It's
I feel
not,
like
it's fine. They're
like a beer with
you.
An 8-bit logo would be more nerdy than
fucking
Chardonnay.
Fucking with you.
Oh look, my wine has a fucking Mario on it. I'm nerdy.
Amy,
it's named after a famous author.
Well,
yes.
Probably
what's your
Italian
favorite drink?
Probably does have
vodka
Mario.
With cranberries.
Yeah, vodka cranberry.
Vodka cranberry. So everybody in the room just got fucking excited because Amy said.
Everybody, bring it down.
Simmer down. Now.
Vodka cranberry.
Wait, who said that?
Resume being excited.
Last
name. Nice, good.
C-A-F. All right.
And then we're gonna go to the next one, which is gonna be sad. Garion, what's your favorite drink?
What? No, you don't have to pick one now. You can pick your favorite drink ever.
My favorite drink for alcohol.
Mexico
is tequila, lime juice, and ginger ale.
You know what that's called?
Hold on.
Fuck that.
And Mexico City Burro
is the name of that. And what did we say? There was another one that we made that's a little something different, and it was like a Mexican City donkey or something like that.
Is that when we used Mexico beer City instead Mule of ginger ale?
Maybe. We did make it with ginger beer once, and that was a bad idea.
That was pretty good.
No, the ginger beer.
Not ginger beer, but regular beer.
Did it not work out?
It was just beer. It was a beer cocktail. Those are all
bad ideas.
Could
you make a Mexico City Mule that was a burro and a mule?
I think we used a Mexican, Mexican beer.
Lager.
No, the Mexican lager from Sky Brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, it was a good beer, but all together, you're like,
everybody liked it, but you, get out.
I liked it, but it was
your favorite drink?
But my favorite drink right now is Mr. Pitt.
Yeah. On account of the fact that Garion has...
Garion, it's like you have some type of kidney disease.
You a kidney patient?
Garion, it's like you're slowly dying inside.
Well,
okay.
Aren't we all?
That's my crossing the line for the podcast. Damn. See right here? This is the line? Sorry, and I fucked that line so hard in the ass. And walked
away.
So, I'm sorry. In the interest... Look, you really can't upset him. He's a kidney patient.
I know. That's why I fucking said it.
That's how Garion...
And everyone else here is being like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No. Seriously. That's how Garion cuts in line at the grocery stores.
I imagine.
He's like... he cuts in and people are like, what are you doing, kidney patient?
Oh, remember that time you were waiting on the list for a kidney transplant? Oh, I am every day. And they're like, whoa! Take my groceries. I already paid for them.
Yeah. He calls up the cable company and they're like, they haven't paid your bill. He's like, I'm a kidney patient. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sir, you haven't filed your taxes for 6 years.
Kidney patient! So, all right. So, I'm gonna keep it going. Chelsea, what is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink?
Fine.
Cool, fuck your hat. There's a lot of ginger beer that they have, so I like drinking ginger beer and whiskey.
Kind of whiskey.
Classic.
Yes.
Whatever's on tap.
I really like Point Dew right now because it's kind of slightly smoky, but also sweet.
Oh, have you ever had like a smoky beer? It's disgusting.
It's my favorite. I have memories.
It tastes like a penis is in your mouth and peeing.
Well, no, what I mean is like,
Tyler, what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is all of the free leftover booze that's been in my house for the last 2 months.
Yeah!
That sounds
big. American!
All
right.
Except
well, then
the
I'll.
IPAs,
I'm gonna end. I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
right?
conclude it.
Very sad.
I'm gonna conclude it because the correct answer is Estes Flask.
Estes Flask.
Because not only does it heal you, but
praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
But because you have so like, many Dark Souls cosplayers who come up to me and I'm like, oh, you're King Arthur from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And they're like,
and then they start rolling and you're like, oh, I get it now.
I've been trying to dive roll, but I rolled wrong, hit the banister, and now I'm just stumped.
He got stuck. He's like clipping.
Just remind
clipping
anyone
so, but
any
for the record,
cosplayer who comes up to you, just
for
say,
the,
you're
mean,
Steven Seagal.
Oh,
for the record,
Diego, I found you.
For the record, I like everything. I like all drinks.
All drinks.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm on tequila right now, on a tequila kick. But I just got off of a vodka kick. I just got off of a great vodka.
Have you ever eaten Killias? Have you done those yet?
They are good. Now, actually,
yeah, I know
what
they're
was
fucking
the one,
good,
what was
Kendrick.
The,
Kate,
what's that wine that we've been drinking? Hunter something?
Landry?
Hunter Landry is a winery out of California. We tried it, and it's actually, this is a fun story, which we'll conclude on, because we're way over time now. So
it's an extra long episode.
Look,
yeah,
I knocked it over.
No. So we were in Mexico. Kate and I were in Mexico a number of weeks
you're
ago.
You're all going to die.
All of you will die. And then,
style?
Ready?
There's a
sound bite.
On that
boom.
One.
Now, Future Kendrick, throw it in there. Sorry, Future Kendrick.
Just in case we haven't mentioned that. 7 times an episode. There's a full
there's
website
a soundboard.
With sound clips for
it will be
podcast.
In the website somewhere. Who knows where this week?
This is me doing magic hands.
So we were in Mexico and we found this really great looking Pinot Noir, which I don't know why we thought it was great looking. Just the names looked good.
No, it was literally the only Pinot Noir they had.
I found this really great looking.
And
Pinot
we
Pinot
so
Noir
we bought like we bought the whole bottle for $60, which was like
really long.
That was the most expensive wine on the menu at this resort.
In a slender glass.
And we got there and we realized it's from California. A little
bit purple with the veins.
So we were paying for an import in Mexico.
How much is
I got home and I went to my local wine place and I emailed them like, hey, do you guys ever sell this wine? And the guy comes back and he's like, oh, haven't sold that in years, but we never got the Pinot Noir. Let me look into it. And if you're still interested in the price after you hear how much it costs, you can order some. And he comes back to me and he's like, well,
It's $13 a bottle.
Oh no, that's a terrible price.
Or
I'll never 15, pay that.
15 if you don't get the whole case, because they charge a broken case fee. And I'm like, well, shucks darn, give me 12 of those fuckers.
Oh no!
No, I'm sorry.
Watch, I'll fix this.
Party foul.
Like, wipe your kilt on it.
Yeah. Don't do that. Oh, don't do that.
This kilt was so like $30.
Liberal towels.
So I'm gonna go ahead and continue on the story, which no one else outside of the podcast knows what just happened. It ended up being we bought 12 bottles of them, and it is my favorite Pinot Noir right now. And Joe has a bottle. I gave him a bottle right now, and I will give anyone else who's interested a bottle right now. Not on the podcast.
I'll take one.
You know what? Comment. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Stop it there. Great.
The first person to ask for a bottle of Pinot Noir
that's not in the room right now.
This comment,
I got it.
We'll get one.
Yay!
That's not in the room right now.
As long as you're 21. Now, so that excludes like Chelsea.
They have their like kids doing it. They're like, Pinot Noir, please.
You gotta be 21, so that excludes Chelsea and Amy. But
the Papa Joel needs Pinot Noir.
You're okay.
Everyone here it can already get one. I'm just saying, whoever comments first, I'll bring you a bottle of Pinot Noir.
You'll bring him a bottle? What if they live in Massachusetts?
Are you, like, angry?
Nobody from Massachusetts listens to our podcast. If you live in Massachusetts and listen to our podcast, I will drive out there.
The story?
Fuck
it. So, drive?
Harder to so like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. This is Sit Soft.
Yeah, it's not bribery if you give everybody wine when they like, comment, and subscribe.
I want to say thank you from everybody who is drunk here on New Year's Eve.
Yay!
Wishing you a happy 2000.
That's just a gunshot. You're in a bad neighborhood.
From all of us here with at least four kilts in the room. I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to call the names. And
five,
a suit of kilts. Six?
Yeah.
Oh,
six men are freeballing.
Oh, yeah,
you're
a
kilt. No, I'm wearing a
cold
balls outside.
Happy New Year to all
so
you people.
Kevin.
Enjoy 2018 and go fuck yourself.
And
oh, sorry, no, we're not saying that anymore.
That's not your sign.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Check out the soundboard, buy a t-shirt,
hey,
get a bottle of wine.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Everybody say your sign-off all at the same time. Go.
Happy New Year! This is racist because it's about Jews!